Now, I'm joined on the phone now by Dr. Audrey Whitty, who is Head of Collections and Learning at the National Museum of Ireland. And next Tuesday, an exhibition opens at the National Museum as part of the Decade of Commemorations. And that date, January 21st, is significant as it was on January 21st, 1919, that the War of Independence started. So, Audrey, there are a lot of artefacts here that people won't have seen before. Give us a flavour of some of what's on view.
Hiya, Brendan. There will indeed be quite a number of objects, 50 in total, that have never been seen before on public display. Obviously, we have tens of thousands of artefacts and objects that make up the collections of political and military history from this time in the National Museum. So it's always hard to choose and select, but we have an incredible amount of items from the escapes from Lincoln, Mountjoy and Kilmainham prisons. With the handcuffs worn by Sean Hogan when he was rescued by the Tipperary Brigade at Knocklong in 1919, following those first shots of the War of Independence in Fallowhead Beg. And obviously he was arrested and then subsequently rescued. A note written by Arthur Griffith on the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty in December 1921, which declares that the end of the conflict of centuries is at hand. And much experimental weaponry by the old IRA.
And Michael Collins' coat, I believe?
Absolutely. That's been continuously on display, actually, since 1991. And in this particular exhibition series of galleries called Soldiers and Chiefs at Collins Barracks since 2006, it's an iconic object. It's the great coat of the Commander-in-Chief himself when he was shot at Bayonne-le-Blanc on the 22nd of August 1922. So it still has the mud stains from Bayonne-le-Blanc actually on the coat.
Extraordinary. And give us a couple more highlights.
Well, there's, I suppose, on the anti-treaty side, obviously, the museum is always balanced in its interpretation of these times. We have Liam Lynch of the anti-treaty IRA, who was shot in April of 1923, just a month before the ending of the Civil War. Again, blood-soaked tunic, and he was shot really during the Knockneil Downs, and a particular, I suppose, he was, you know, arrested then and subsequently died. So it's two major leaders, I suppose, on either side of each other. Michael Collins' great coat on one side and Liam Lynch of the Irregulars, the anti-treaty IRA, on the other.
OK, and let's remind people that exhibition is open to everyone and it's free, yes, Audrey?
It's free, like all of the National Museum sites, Brendan, it's free. The people of Ireland own this collection. It's open to the public from Wednesday the 22nd of January, and it will run for a number of years, and it pertains obviously to the War of Independence and the Civil War.
OK, Dr. Audrey Whitty, thank you very much. And because I'm feeling kind of cocky now, I'm going to try and take another break.
The Weekend on One on RTE Radio 1.